starting on Sadi Aleph of the Beis in Rashi, the Ramaskal Achrais to Nafshei, so Rashi has a Loshan Acher. So the first version of the Gemara, according to Rashi, was that the son sold his potential rights to the mother's ksuba, which had two layers of suffix to it. One is that who said that the ksuba will ever become a chiyuv b'chlal? Maybe the woman will die before the husband. And number two, who said he will ever become to be the yorish of the ksuba? Maybe he will die before his mother. So he sold it for a davar mu'ut. And fine. Lashon Acher, the Zabna the Ksuvos of the Imei B'Tevis HaNoah, and Rashi points that he wasn't his shliach to sell it, her shliach to sell it. So he was selling it with his potential rights, not her rights, which that would have been a valid mechira because she has a shibud with it tonight, but she has a shibud. Lashon Acher, the Zabna the Ksuvos of the Imei B'Tevis HaNoah, Sada Sheyichud Aviv LeImei the Ksuvos Umeis. So there was a piece of property which is designated for the ksuba, and the husband, the father had died, so there was a chiyuv ksuba. There's a piece of property designated, and now he has the property. Now his mother has a right to collect that piece of karka from her son. The son is a yarish of the father, and she's going to collect that piece of karka from the son. So chomanshle om de bedin imacher ze hamecher kayim ben yochel lachser. If the son would sell that piece of property, so it would work. Shrei Yerushu, we call him a chasim lefanav. So he's the Yerush, so it's his property. So the sale would work. Okay. Elowat shechayv loses ksuba leimoy kishetisva eno. He has a chiv to pay the ksuba when she's tevayin. Vasadazu shibud mutol. They designated a specific piece of karka for the shibud. But since it was a designated piece of property, there was so normally, if they hadn't designated a piece of property, so if the son sold a piece of property, before we go to the lekeach, we would go to the remaining pieces of property by the son. The mother has a chayv of the ksuva. We would go to the bnei chori by the yoresh before we go to the lekeach. But since they had designated a specific piece of property, it's going to be there for the payment of the ksuba. The lekeach, she has a right to collect it from the lekeach. Okay. We should double lay high. So the lekeach is buying it on the outside chance that the woman will say, you know what, even though we designated a piece of property for that purpose and I have a right to go to the calf to get it, I don't need to. I'll take from one of the pieces of property which are by the Yarish, by her son who's the Yarish. But that's true, but since she has the power to go there and the son says, I'm not going to do anything to try and prevent that, Shlomar Chalab Adabra Mu'at. So that's Rashi's second shot. So it comes out, the case over here was not a case of Dabar Shel B'Loilam. The son already has the piece of property in his possession, and he's selling it, so that's not Dabar Shel B'Loilam. Tois is over here, the Zablok Subasa, the Imei B'Tevis HaNoah. So we mentioned this yesterday. I mean, so this is dumb. I mean, the whole thing is a total farce. I mean, it's Dabar Shel B'Loilam, it doesn't work. And then, so it's not pshat that he has a chiyuv to help him if there's an error. There wasn't a sale. So Tosfos says, "Mikan nir l'Rabbeinu Tam, the Hodomer b'Yeshnaichlo in Perakam the Bava Metzia." That the Mor says, "Mash irish mi abba mocha l'chol le'omer klum." A person tells somebody, "I'm selling you that which I will potentially be yoreish from my father." Sakter Rabbeinu Tam, "Hani mili kishomer mash irish mi abba stam." So he doesn't give any specific item. He just says, "Whatever I get, I'm going to sell." Abulim omer sadazu shirish mi kana shirish. But if he says a specific piece of property that he's supposed to be Yarish, he's selling, then the sale is valid. Kana. A filam on damer ain other makar dabar shabaloyalam. Even if he held ain other makar dabar shabaloyalam. So if you hold other makar dabar shabaloyalam, then you can say the vague statement undermines the sale, because, like, you know, you need a davar mesuyim for the sale. Okay, so he's not samadask; he doesn't know what that means. But the fact that it's level oilam doesn't bother us. But if you hold ainon amata b'shabel oilam, see, even once you designate what it is, it's level oilam still. You don't, the son doesn't have the yerusha yet. So Tosfos says it has to be so. Why do you love Hachi? Because if this is not true, Hech, Ilav Hachi, Hech Macher, Kol Iker, Ksubas Imoi. Tainu Mash Irish Me'ima, the Loshan Mishan Shapirish Rashi. So, the according to Rashi's first Peshat, Shoyes Imo Nesua Labal, she's still married. So there's nothing here yet. So, how does it work? So it must be that works, even though ain't other matter dabar shabaloyalam, this will work. Okay, so maybe you'll tell me we're going like the madam rolls other matter dabar shabaloyalam. Tosfos is going to say that's not me stabber, because we don't paskin like that. Okay, now let's just finish up the thought over here. And with kachkamer b'tevus hanor the mash rishim tomus yershena baal. I feel a yomus baal bechayel shem a yomus kama ben bechayel ben al keach b'klum. Okay, so Tosfos says Hilchos. So, vadi b'mokum shuhum makir is a mecher, havi mekach kayim. But if it's very clear what it is, so the sale is valid. Then swear learner the ha osi kimandamer adam makir davar shabaloyalam the kayim alone the ain adam makir davar shabaloyalam. To say this gemara is going not a leave of the Hilchos, so it's not mistaber. So we're forced to say, as Tosfos, that the chesaron of ain adam makir davar shabaloyalam doesn't apply when it's very specific what you're discussing. If I call correctly, Rabbi Chanan says, there's a dian. What is the chesaron of ain adam makir davar shabaloyalam? Is it a chesaron in smichus das? Or if every mechira, the yisod of a mechira is there's a certain level of we discussed this once. When you do a kinyan in a mechira, is the kinyan the intrinsic act of the mechira, or the be'etzem? It's be'etzem. A person can be mafker something. A person can take something which is his and make it not his. He can mamish create a state of hefker on something. He can be mocked or something. So he wants to be mocked or something. He says, "No, you need a ma'aser kinyan." So there's a Gemara. The board talks about their verb. There are certain things which you can be mocked through Amira alone. So the Chazanish, I told you this, the Chazanish brings from his father, Chazanish and Chosher Mishpat brings a simon of things, that he heard from his father, Chazanish heard from his father, he brings from his father, says, you see from that Gemara that Be'etzem, the simon you can be mocked or something, and be mocked or something, you can be mocked or something. So you're being mocked to the other person. So what are you my second for? in general, the reason we need a ma'aseh kinyan is we say that there's a lack of gemiras das. It's not the person. We don't see that the person is truly committed to this unless he's willing to go through some action to indicate that. So by hektish, we say that the person is clearly serious, and he means that we don't need any ma'aseh. Certain scenarios of kinyan, we also believe the person is very serious, and again, we don't need any ma'aseh. And the certain cases but the average case of kinyan, we say it's lacking in gemiras das unless he goes through a ma'aseh. So the yisod of a ma'aseh haknoah betzim is the gemiras das of the person. Rav Shach is quoted to have been very strongly disagree with that thought from the Chazon Ish of his father. But Rabbi Chanan says the same yisod. The Tells of the Rav said the same yisod, that the yisod of kinyanim is really built, it's an act of das. So now, when I get to Adam, ain't on the makka, the Rosh Hashanah, according to the Mandamals, you can't do it. So what's the problem? There's a problem because it's a simple halachic problem. You cannot make a mice of kinyan or chalois kinyan in something which is not here. Or it's a problem as gemiras das. If the yisod of kinyanim is through the das, so there's a lacking of a gemiras das and something which is not here. So from that angle, you could understand the argument of the Rabbeinu Tam. If it's very specific what you're talking about, etc., that generates a higher level of smichus das, and even behold another matter of shabloilam, that would not be. That would not be a chesaron anymore. Now there is a gemara when the person says "sadazulik ishechena teimachur l'cha." The gemara says that's holding the machlokes. So, field X, I don't know. I'm planning to buy it. When I buy it, I'm selling it to you. So the Mora says, if you hold Eino Lamata Dabar Shabaloylam, it doesn't work. It's a specific field. So the answer is, it is a specific field, but it's not in your hands, because maybe the person will sell it to you. Whereas over here by Yerusha, barring some major catastrophe, a piece of karka is going to come to him. He's a Yerush, and that's it. So the level of the expectation of the acquiring it, again, if it's a problem, smichus das, he knows for sure it's going to come to him. We know which field we're talking about. He's willing to sell it. That works, the Rebbeinu Tam says. So that would be the way, the angle to understand the Rebbeinu Tam. Well, Paris, the Morris says, are not as clear. Because we don't know, but maybe it won't produce whether it's going to produce or not. The more is it Paris Dekel or our problem of the Rosh Hashanah. Right. No, but the piece of land, it's there. Paris is something which has to be produced. So the more is it, so Paris Dekel is a problem of the Rosh Hashanah. How you measure them, I don't know. Yeah, we don't know what papers, how much it's going to produce, etc. Over here, what you're selling, what it is, it's very clear. The question is, maybe he has a question whether he will ever come in possession of it. Maybe he'll predecease his father. But the item itself, that's clear to people. So that's easier. The Rebbeinu Tam is saying that's, if that's clear, it's easier to sell or to be some das on it than the potential peres dekel, which we don't know what that's going to be. Okay. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Berchama, three lines in the bottom. So the Gemara is just bringing a statement for Omer Rav Berchama. Um, Reuven Shemarcha son of the Shimon Shlobech Rayas. So Reuven sold the field to Shimon Shlobech Rayas, which means if Reuven has a Balchoiv who comes and collects the field from Shimon, Shimon has no recourse to go back to Reuven to get his money back. He bought it, Shlomo Krayis. Then Shimon came, Basa Shimon, Umachra the Reuven Bachrayis. Now Shimon sold the piece of property back to Reuven, and Shimon took a Krayis that if somebody collects the field, so Shimon will reimburse Reuven on the sale. Okay, and then Vasa Balchayv the Reuven the Katara Flamine. Now Reuven's Balchayv came to Reuven and the Balchayv was not a Balchayv from now, it was Balchayv from before the first sale, and collects the field. So had the field been by Reuven, he would have collected it. Had it been by Shimon, his star was there before the sale to Shimon, so he would have collected it from Shimon. And Reuven would not have reimbursed Shimon on that. Now, this field, which had the Sheba to that Balchayv, Shimon sold to Reuven. It wasn't Shimon's Balchayv, it was Reuven's Balchayv, takes it away from Reuven. So Reuven says, I lost my field, you sold to me by Chrayas. But the Chrayas was because of Reuven. So, Dinahu the Ozo Shimon Umafsile. So Rabbi Chama says that Shimon has to go and address the problem. Shimon has to reimburse Reuven. Amalei Rabban, no. Nehida Chrayas de Alma Kibbal Alei, a Chrayas de Nafshe, mi Kibbal Alei. Shimon never meant to Makabla Chrayas that Reuven loses the field because of a loan that Reuven himself made and knows that the loan exists and he might lose the field because of that. That Shimon is taking a Chrayas for that. Shimon taking a Chrayas for Chavis that he owns, that Shimon owes, which because of that Reuven will lose the field. So Shimon took a Chrayas that he'll take care of those. The losses that Reuven himself generated to himself, Shimon never took a Chrayas to. Okay, but Umayda Rava, Reuven Shiyarish Sodom Miyakov. So Yaakov ben Reuven ben Yaakov. So Reuven was Yarish a field from his father. Umachal Shimon Shlomo Bachrayas. Umachal Shimon Umachal Reuven Bachrayas. So the same Shimon over here, not being a son, and Reuven sold it to Shimon Shlomo Bachrayas, and Shimon sold it back to Reuven Bachrayas. The same scenario. Vasa Bachrayv the Yaakov, the Ketorah Flamine. And now the Bachrayv of Yaakov, the father, the Merish, took it away from Reuven. So didn't go also Shimon umafsi lemine. So Shimon has to address that. My time, Balchayv the Yaakov, Kibalchayv the Alma Dami. So even though it wasn't the Balchayv due to Shimon, but it wasn't due to Reuven either. So Shimon says, I'm not taking a Chrayas for that which you did to yourself. But Reuven didn't do it to himself. Yaakov did this, Shibud on the Karka, which will affect Reuven. So when Shimon sold it, being aware that there are Shibudim, that potentially are Shibudim there because of Yaakov, selling a piece of property with such a situation, he's selling it, and he says, Machrayas, he means that Achrayas as well. Okay, let's see Rashi. I'm sorry, too.
He means that?
Correct.
What
Christ because of the Merish. Let's see Rashi. Tzadi Aleph on the base. Shalobach Rayas. All the way down the bottom.
What Rashi's had you been doing before you did the Tosfos?
We're finished up Rashi from yesterday. Chrayas, then I'm shame. The long Rashi. Shalobach Rayas. Call Misha Yitrefenu Miyotko. Filo Bedin. Loyatsu Lachomos. Even Reuben tells Shimon, even if somebody takes the field, even if he takes it legally, he has a legal claim to it, I'm not going to return the money. So obviously, so Shimon bought it under those that tonight, Shimon bought it for a cheaper price. Shimon went to Machla Reuben, Bailam Rishonim, he went and sold it back to Reuben, the original owner, Bechrayas, she called me, she used to fend him, but then, Yipseneloi. So if anybody collects it, based on his right to collect it, he will appease him. He will be do pitsuyim, pay off his issue. Okay. Then also Balkoyev the Reuven. Shishdare kaidim lemachira rishon. I'm talking about the case of the Balkoyev there from before the first sale. Shemach Reuven and Shimon, when Reuven sold to Shimon. Vilu ba matzah biyad Shimon hachinami habi tarifle. So the Balkoyev of Reuven would have been able to collect it from Shimon, and now Shimon sold it to Reuven with that on it, and now that happened to Reuven. So Rama Chama says dinu also Shimon umafsile. Shimon has to go and address it. Kishem shilu macher Shimon ze leish acher b'achrayis. Just like if Shimon had sold it to a third party with achrayis. Just like if Shimon sold to a third party, so this is part of the achrayis. If you bought a piece of property with a shibud on it, and then you sold it, you took a achrayis. So you, on this piece of property, there was a shibud of the bachayv of Reuven. You, Shimon, bought it with that, sold it with that, now to Levi. Now Levi was affected by it, you took a achrayis. You have to reimburse Levi. So over here, when he tells it to Reuven, it's the same thing. Reuven is not any worse than Levi. It's Reuven's fault, and Reuven owes him, but Reuven sold it to him Shalobach Rayas. Reuven lo yuchel lachzer, sherei Shalobach Rayas, lochem imenu. Kach, shemachel, Reuven, atzmai, yifatzeloi. So therefore, the same way, if he sold it to Levi, he would have to be mifatzeh him. So he sold it to Reuven, he has to be mifatzeh him. That's what Rabbi Chama argues. Comes Rava, Nihida Chrayis Da'alma, Kala'arim Aleha, Shaloi Machmas Reuven, Kibbala Shimon. Any person who makes a claim on the field not due to Reuven, Shimon is taking a Chrayis for. But a Chrayis and Avshay, Irr Haboloi Machmas Atzmoi, but Irr which came on Reuven's field, due to Reuven, Shimon did not take a chrayas for. But Rava is moira in a case where the it came not because of Reuven, but because of Reuven's father, who Reuven was yarish the field from. So even though when Reuven sold it to Shimon, Reuven as the yarish has a chrayas for that, it wasn't a chay which Reuven generated. Kibachayv da almadami. So what'll be in the following scenario, that it wasn't Reuven who generated the chayv, but Reuven himself bought the field from somebody who had a chayv in it, the person who sold to Reuven, the field he sold to Reuven had a shibud on it from a chayv that person, the marker to Reuven, had. It's taken alone. Kshem shim locha Reuven milevi umarker l'shimin. If Reuven bought it from a third party, Levi, and there was a shibud on the field because of Levi, umarker l'shimin. He sold to Shimon Sheino Achiv. The Rishas doesn't like these words. Sheino Achiv. Shlobach Rayas. Now Reuven told the Shimon Shlobach Rayas. Because of Umach Shimon, because Shimon Umach the Reuven Bach Rayas. Ubo Achiv the Levi. A Kaidem Lestar Mechira Rishana Batar from Reuven. So Levi had a shibud on it. Levi borrowed money. Levi sold it to Reuven. Reuven sold it to Shimon. Shimon sold it to Reuven. Shimon sold it to Reuven Bechrayis. So then the law is, Sar Shimon lefatzoy. So Shimon has to be mefatzoy Reuven. Shrei Bechrayis machra v'hu lacha shalom Bechrayis. He sold it to Reuven Bechrayis. So he has a chrayis to address this loss. I, Reuven, sold to him, but Reuven sold to him shalom Bechrayis. So the same way that's true if there'd be a chayv on the karka from Baal Chayv the Alma. So therefore, the same way over here also, when it's a case of Yerusha from Yaakov, Avkash Yerusha Reuven mi Yaakov u'machro Baal Chayv the Yaakov and took it from Reuven. So Yifatzenu Shimon. Shimon has to be Mefatzer Reuven. The Reuven carried the Vuhu. So what's the Kiddush? But over here, it's different than the case that he bought it from Levi. This is Yaakov's Chayv, and Reuven is the Yarish of Yaakov. So it's like it's Reuven's responsibility. So again, it's like it's almost like Reuven's Chayv that's being taken because of Reuven, which Rava said Shimon doesn't have a Chayv for. So we don't say Reuven carry Lavuahu. He's like his father's representative, literally his foot. And therefore, it's like the Balchayv of Reuven. But Christ is Reuven, Lokibel Shimon. So if this is like the Reuven's Balchayv now, because Reuven took over the Chayvus of his father, so Yaakov died with a Chayv. Reuven took over that Chayv, and now Reuven sells the field with the Chayv that Reuven has responsibility for to Shimon. Then it comes back and takes it from Reuven. Reuven says, "Pay me up." Say, whoa, whoa, whoa! That was a chayv which you had a chrayas for. It's not just there's a shibud on your karka. You're the Baal Chayv now. That's what Rama says. No, Shimon does have a chrayas for that situation. Okay. Something more right there. So we're going weiter. Aram Berchama, Reuven Shemacher, son of the Shimon Bechrayas. Reuven sold the field to Shimon Bechrayas. The Zakav Allah Bemilva. Shimon did not pay the for the field yet. And so Shimon took ownership of the field. And Shimon made up that Achayv, they made up as Achayv that Shimon owes Reuven the money. Okay. They changed it into a, right. They made literally stood it up into a milvah. It means they converted it into a chayv. Now he owes him the money for the field. Rashi says he wrote a pishtar chayv. So I don't think Zakal Milvah requires that they wrote a shtar chayv, but the case Rashi says was that there was a shtar chayv. And there's a shalom about why Rashi had to say they wrote a shtar chayv, because the chayv, the same thing would be true even if it wasn't a bal chayv. They just made it a chayv bal peh. But that was Rashi's making it more clear, at least, that that's what happened. Umeis Reuven. And now Reuven died. Loss of Balchayv the Reuven, the Katar of Lemishim. And now, so Reuven sold the field of Shimon Bechrayis, and now a Balchayv that Reuven had came to collect the field from Shimon. Ufayse Bezuzi, Shimon took the money which would have paid for the field and gave it to the Baal Chayv instead. Okay. Um, So the Balkar is taken care of. Shimon has his field. And now the question is, can the B'nai Ruvain collect the payment for the field that Shimon owes? So Zot Amar Dinahu, the Amri Lei, B'nai Ruvain. So the B'nai Ruvain can say like this: Anan Metatli Shavak Avuch Avun Gaboch. We don't have any karka, so we have no chayv. We have no chayv to pay the chayv. That which you owe our father money is not meshubah to the bal chayv, because metal to the yasmi are not meshubah to the bal chayv. And that which the Shimon owes the money to the yasamim, that's like metal to it. So the chayv that you have to our father is not meshubah to this chayv that our father that this fellow had on our father, because now that person is collecting from the yisoimim and metaltali of the yisoimim are not meshubah to the bal chayv. So the money that you owe us is not meshubah to the bal chayv. Okay, we don't have any karka, so we have no, as far as we're concerned, we have no chayv to pay this chayv. Now, so you're coming and saying, but the field was sold to you, Bachrayis, that when you lose the field, you have a right to come back to us. Well, over here you didn't lose the field, but you paid money to keep the field. So you want to get reimbursed for that money. Well, you'll get reimbursed for that money by saying that we're going to pat you up from the chayv. So the Yisarmim say, we had no chiv to pay this chayv over here. You haven't saved us anything. So the dinim of Achrayus kick in when you, as it were, address the chayv that we had. We had no chayv. So we don't owe you any Achrayus, and we have a right to collect the chayv for the field from you still. Okay. So Amar Rava. So that's what Rambam Chama said. So Rava says, so the Rambam Chama is right. So Shimon really like loses out over here, but ibikeach iduch. If Shimon is smart, so Shimon owes the field. He owes the money of the field to the B'nai Ruvain. So what he should do is magvi lahu nahalayu ara. So he should give them the field as the payment for the chayv. Okay, and then v'hadar gabi la minayu. Then he will go and collect the field from them. How is that? So he has a taina of achrayus on the assignment. They say, but we don't have any karka to pay you, and you're not mechuyev to pay. We have so. The taina of achrayus, Rabbi is saying the taina of achrayus that he has on the assumption is a valid taina. There's a practical issue that yet they have nothing to pay with, because they're metaltan and they're not meshubah to pay. So, but let's say the father dies, all they have is metaltan. So a bal chayv on the father has nothing to collect from. If later on they go collect a chayv of their that was due to their father, and they collect karka. So karka, since there was a shibud on the karka from the lifetime of the father, when they collect it, it's as if they were yarishit from the father. So now the yisamim have karka. If the yisamim buy karka afterward, that the bal chayv has no right to, but the karka of the father, the bal chayv has a right to. So if father dies and he has money due to him, and the Yisraelim collect karka for that chayv, it's as if the father, it's as if the father was marish them karka. Now their father owed money to somebody else. The Baal Chayv says, "Oh, till now I couldn't collect from you because all you had is metaltel, but now you have karka, which is you got from your father, so I can collect that." So Shimon comes and says, "You owe me a chray. So what was your argument? You have nothing to pay me with because your metaltel are not meshubit to the chrayis, but now you have karka." So Shimon will give him that piece of karka, and then because Shimon owes him the money for the field, and then Shimon will collect the karka back from them. Okay, let's hold it here.